Hi, Marianne. Hi, Wyman.
Hi. How are you, Femke?
Yeah, doing well, doing well. I see that you guys joining us too. Just to give you guys a heads up, my toddler is running a temperature and he's been very clingy. So I have no idea how long he's going to be okay with the babysitter. Mm-hmm. But I might get interrupted.
Sure. Totally understand.
No worries.
So I see that Signe Marie has joined us and Brigitta. So let's get started and go through some questions. Any questions that you have today, maybe about a coaching client that you have or a specific concept?
Femke, could you explain the difference between a concept and a principle?
Okay, so a principle is like a one sentence statement about like something that you know to be true. So and a lot of the time you feel that is not just true for you, but it's true for others as well.
Okay.
So like a very simple principle is saying if you brush your teeth twice a day, you're going to have less cavities or no cavities.
Okay.
And a concept is basically a word that without giving that word meaning, it doesn't have meaning or it doesn't hold any meaning. So you can have the concept of justice, and that while it's just a word, it has, we infuse that with so much meaning that just the word has meaning around it. And so that can have several different layers, different, at the same level, it can have different meanings. It can change from one context to the next.
Okay.
Does that help?
Okay, great. Yes, thank you. That helps a lot. Thank you.
Very good. Any other questions?
I'm not sure it's a question, but then I'm in the middle of the team module with coach team.
Oh, nice.
And before tomorrow, I'm supposed to give feedback to all the others in the team with just based on some few hours on teamwork. So
okay.
Really challenging, and it should be concrete feedback to allow the person to grow in a normal situation. They have been it's not so much, so I'm really struggling a bit with but that's I just came back home and reached this telephone conference just now, and then I have to address that afterwards, I think. But it's really challenging for me to
what is challenging about it for you?
I think the challenge is to find concrete things that are to find concrete enough things after so short time working together.
Mm-hmm.
When I normally use much more time before I give so concrete feedback. So it's really a challenge.
Okay, so what do you believe about the time being so short that makes it hard?
to be sure enough about my own judgment. And I see the point Erika made that sometimes you just need to give feedback. It's kind of to the point feedback right now instead of going back home and thinking through it.
Right.
I might be the one that think a lot before I give feedback to make sure it's not hurting, that it's something that is valuable, that can make that person grow. And I normally use a lot of time thinking it through before I give feedback like that.
Okay. So what I'm hearing you say is you want to make sure that it doesn't hurt, that it's accurate. Mm-hmm. And so I'm curious, what do you believe about the fact that it's a shorter amount of time that then makes it hard, or that, you know, like, do you believe that you are unable to be accurate, that you are going to hurt someone?
It's more that in a normal situation, the positive feedback is no problem, or maybe a little bit to make it kind of concrete enough.
Mm-hmm.
The negative feedback, normally I would, or it's not negative feedback, but the grow part.
Right.
Have kind of two tasks for each person. You shall give both positive and the goal talk, which is negative talk. And normally I don't give that if it's not really necessary. And I see the point that of course as a coach you should be able to do that much more often.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
it's kind of nothing we do norm in day-to-day life that is kind of wow, something when it's really necessary, then it might be that you take this serious conversation and go into this negative parts.
Okay, so I'm hearing two things. You're calling it negative and you're hearing it serious. You're calling it serious. What do you believe about feedback that makes it negative and serious?
No, that is only because of the task we are given. We have one sheet of paper focusing on the positive and one on the negative. Or
the opportunities for growth.
Yes.
Yes.
I like that. Like it much better when I frame it like that, and it's and it's easy for me to give positive the positive things that keep on doing this because this is good. When you do this, it has a positive impact on me.
Okay,
easier to word than the other part, the grow part.
Mm-hmm. So you see, one of the things is that you label the feedback, giving feedback on like on what they're not doing so well as serious, and as then you have to have a serious conversation and it's negative. So I'm curious, what do you believe about that makes giving that type of feedback harder, especially in a shorter amount of time?
That's interesting. What I believe about it is that actually I think for myself those are the most useful. So in that sense I'm very positive to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And for giving it to others, I really don't want to hurt anyone.
Okay.
And of course, tomorrow it's a safe setting because they are. That's the task. We are forced to do it. in a normal day-to-day situation, I see that I can be so much better to do it. I seldom address it. If I'm not in a core setting, then I address it, of course.
Right. So now you are forced to do it. So, you know, you like you have, quote unquote, have to. But you said in the normal day to day, you wouldn't do it unless it's really necessary.
To the point.
So, and part of what you believe is that you don't want to hurt anyone.
Yeah.
Okay, so then what do you believe about that, that makes giving feedback on the not so positive things so hard, and that you in a way avoid it?
I believe that people often go into a defense mode, and constructive feedback or growth areas can go directly to the feelings and hurt someone.
Okay.
And the way I do it has, it's a big difference when I train myself to do it in the right way, then it will be safer for me to do it.
Okay, safer for you to do it.
Yeah, I avoid it a lot now. Do it with if it's not necessary. But I see that if I can train, or when I train myself to do it in a safe way, it could help people grow.
Okay.
I see the point that we need to train this skill.
Okay.
Yeah.
So right now, it sounds like it sounds like you feel unsafe.
A little bit challenged, because for most of the in the group work today, it's nothing there that I would normally pick up on.
Right.
It's okay. It's normal discussions. It's normal differences between people. It's so to be concrete enough to find something at all is really a bit challenging for me tomorrow.
Okay, so this is about being concrete enough and not wanting to hurt someone.
And it's also to find something that is. It's nothing from the group work today that I would see as.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard for me to really. I think maybe for. I said when on my way back from my coach team today, I sat and thought through every person in the group and thought through. What could it be that could be the improvement area?
So. Yeah. My guess is that's also made harder because you don't really have permission to go there.
Yeah.
I remember from like conversations that we've had before that you've focused so much on like the towards.
Absolutely.
That the away from, like it's almost like you have an away from the away from.
Yep. I take that.
So then it's hard to to pick out something that could be improved.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, I feel you got the point. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that'd be something interesting to explore, to expand that and to have permission.
Yeah.
And I'm curious about, like, because it seems like not only does in your mind do you not want to hurt others, but it also seems to feel unsafe for you.
Yeah, word it right. Yes, it's unsafe for me.
Mm. Yeah. So that would be interesting to explore.
Absolutely. Good. Thank you. Know myself better.
Yes. All right, I'm just going to open the door because my son is knocking. So give me just 1 second.
Yep. Hi, Mina Moshe. Come ben, mama? What is the Mina Moshe?
Yeah. Okay, very good, very good. All right, so let's move swiftly into like who is going to do the coaching today. I've muted everyone, so you can just unmute yourself. Who wants to do the coaching today?
I can do the coaching.
Okay, sounds good. Who wants to be coached?
I can be coached.
Okay, perfect. That sounds good. So I'm going to ask Birgitta. Birgitta?
Yes, I'm here.
Hello. Do you want to take on the challenge to do the feedback?
Yeah, I don't work, but I do it anyway. A bit like seeing the Marie, it's, to give feedback in such a short, a short time.
And that is also something that you need to learn.
Yeah, I know that.
So, and I'm going to make it a safe space for you, and I'm in the background to help you with the feedback. Mm. Sound good?
Yes.
All right, so then I'm going to mute you for now, and Marianne and Wyman, I'm going to mute myself too, and I'm going to set the timer for 25 minutes. And let me just go ahead and do that. So Marianne, time is yours, and if I feel that it's beneficial for you that I interrupt, I'll do so. Otherwise, I'll just keep myself muted, okay?
Okay.
All right, have fun.
Yeah, thanks. Hi, Wyman.
Hi, Marianne.
So Wyman, now we have 25 minutes for this coaching session. And I might take a time out if I have something that I'm wondering about. I have Femke listening in, and then I will have this time out only because I want you to get the most out of these 25 minutes. And also, I'm speaking a different language than you are, so if I sometimes don't understand you, I might interrupt you and ask you to explain. I hope that's okay for you.
Yeah, no problem.
So what do you want to get out of these 25 minutes that will make the biggest difference for you?
One thing I'm working on is being able to raise my voice, and that this is in the context of when I'm training, and also when I'm a participant in training courses, being able to speak loud enough so that people can hear me.
So in training sessions and when you are, so both, can you be more specific about the context, both when you are in a training session and when you're participating in?
Yes. So if I'm, for example, in a group and I'm sharing something, what I tend to do is when I start speaking, I'm conscious that I need to speak louder. But then towards after a few minutes, and then my voice drops and then people can't hear. And I've been given feedback that I do need to raise my voice.
Right. So have that happened recently?
Yes. In maybe even 2 weeks ago when I was speaking to a group of people in a circle, when I started speaking, people heard me at first, but then towards the end of what I was saying, my voice dropped, and then people had to say, "I can't hear." So yeah.
So how is this a problem for you?
Well, as a trainer, I need to be able to speak so that people can hear me. So otherwise, my message will be lost.
So 2 weeks ago, you had this happened when you were speaking in front of a group of people in a circle.
Yes,
and it was especially at the end of what you were saying, then your voice dropped.
Yes.
So what can you tell me a little bit more about the situation and the context?
The context is mainly when I'm speaking to a large group of people, perhaps in a large room. Because I'm naturally softly spoken, so when I speak to in a large room, people can't hear me, and I'm conscious of that at first. I raise my voice at first, but then my voice just drops away afterwards. I don't know. I just lose that awareness, and then my voice drops.
So now I want you to find a specific situation. In order to, so that you can find the trigger for when your voice is dropping. So, and you were talking about this situation 2 weeks ago. So, so we can go back and look, because you remember this situation pretty well.
Yes.
So if you can go back there to this situation 2 weeks ago when you were talking in front of a group of people in a circle. When you think about this situation, how do you represent it in your mind?
So what I'm thinking of is, I'm conscious that I need to speak louder. And so I try to project my voice to the person that's furthest away. So I do that first, but then when I'm speaking and I'm concentrating on what I'm saying, then I'm not aware that I need to project my voice to the furthest person, and then so my voice drops. Mm-hmm.
So what were you talking about when this happened?
I was talking about the NLP communication model. So it's a technical thing.
So you were sitting or standing up, or where were you in the?
I was sitting. We're sitting in a circle.
Sitting in a circle on a chair.
Yes,
Marian, I'm just going to interrupt you for a second. Mm-hmm. What have you heard so far?
I've heard part that she's speaking in front of a group. When she does that, she normally she wants to raise her voice and speak loud enough.
Yeah,
and that it sometimes drops when she's conscious in the beginning, and then after a while when she's concentrating about what she's saying, it's dropping. Mm-hmm. The voice is dropping. And then I'm trying to see or see the situation when it happened to find out whether when she's become, to find the point when she's getting conscious about it.
Right.